Thank you for joining us, everybody. You're tuned in to the Jam Frequency Radio Show. This is John DeMaria.
And Desi Dez. Each episode here at the Jam Frequency Radio Show, the artists will take us to a new frequency of musical energy, the full spectrum, from up-and-coming artists as well as living legends.
We get to know their stories on how they create music and what makes them unique as artists.
The Jam Frequency Radio Show.
Where words and music kaleidoscope. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jam Frequency Radio Show. Super stoked to share with you the finale of the June Lake Jam Fest 7 Artist Series, where we're going to be featuring the world premieres, and so honored that the bands would share their music with us for the very first time. Not only do we appreciate it, but it's just cool. As you may know, the June Lake Jam Fest 7 has been postponed to 2022. I know I've mentioned it many times throughout the series, but the June Lake Jam Fest is hosted in a magical place, has great music, and is done for the right reasons. Giving children the opportunity to have music programs in their schools, and with the forward-moving project of having a stage built in the June Lake area. To learn about all things June Lake Jam Fest, donations, tickets, sign up for their newsletter, go to junelakejamfest.org. All right. So this is the grand finale of the June Lake Jam Fest 7 Artist Series here on the Jam Frequency Radio Show. As promised, we're going to share the world premieres and little interview nuggets. Yeah, we're just going to call them nuggets for no other reason than we value the conversation with our artists and we consider them all gold. Ba-dum-bum. So let's get the party started. We're going to start with Shaky Feeling. We had the pleasure of speaking with the great guitarist Mark Masson. And here's what he had to say about the inspiration for this world premiere of Brand New Day. What was the inspiration for Brand New Day?
Looking for a brand new... Oh, man, we're always... It's weird. Before COVID hit, we have two songs, one called Brand New Day and one called Better Tomorrow. So, like, we've always just been singing about that positivity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're looking for a brand new day. And we're just trying to be happy and positive and... send out good messages in our music. That's always been my way, really.
Well, I love it that you just look at happiness as like the core for who you are and what the band produces musically. That's awesome.
But watch out, there could be curveball songs on there too, you know?
Oh, wow.
So the album gets a little dark.
Does it? Okay, well,
you know, there's a concept, like, where are we going in life? Should we keep this dream alive? What do you do? Am I going through a midlife crisis? What the hell's going on with my life? I don't know. It's a great album. We can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Awesome. I think we should share, you know, we have a lot of different emotional places, and as artists, it's nice to, well, it's an obligation. I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, being authentic and saying, this is how I'm feeling today, and I can put it down in words and in music.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, awesome.
Any emotion, man.
I think we should play Brand New Day. I appreciate that very much.
Hey, everyone. This is Mark Masson of Shaky Feeling, and you're listening to Jam Frequency Radio, and this is Brand New Day, the world premiere. Hope you dig it.
To the rhythm of the road. this world will make me lose my mind. I don't waste my time, just listen to the rhythm of the road.
How awesome is that? Brand new day, shaky feeling, and a world premiere here at the Jam Frequency Radio Show. Awesome. As with all of the artists that we share, If their music resonates with you, support them. Feel motivated to go to their website, pick up a t-shirt, pick up their CD, collect their vinyl if they've got it, and go to a show. Or, if nothing else, just let them know that you like their stuff. To support Shaky Feelin', go to shakyfeelin.com. Moving forward on our June Lake Jam Fest 7 artist series, we had the fortunate pleasure of speaking with Fletcher Nielsen of the band Trichorum. Let's hear Fletcher's inspiration for his song On the Radio. You have a song that we'd like to share. It's called On the Radio. Can you give us the backstory of that song?
Yeah, that's great. That song goes along with that moment where I sort of felt this change in what I was hearing on the radio. I always felt music had a responsibility, at least in my own life, when I was writing these songs or singing these songs. There was a deeper meaning, a deeper, you know, consideration to try to connect with people. I'm one of those people that could say music saved my life. So for me, it was all about that. It was about that message of hope. I remember a time when, before music was an industry, people played music to get together and to be in community and to sort of share this celebratory vibration. And I think that's kind of what the song is sort of getting at for me, is that sort of concept.
Beautiful.
This is Fletcher Nielsen. I'm on the Jam Frequency Radio show here, and I think the song we're going to listen to is called On the Radio.
That's Trichorum on the radio. Sweet, right? If Trichorum's music resonates with you, go to their website, pick up a product, support the band. Trichorum, TRACORUM.com. If you'd like to hear the full episode of any of the artists that we've spoken to this season, go to jamfrequencyradio.com and get to know the artists on a different level. Up next is a band called Achilles Wheel. We had a great conversation with Paul Cam that you can check out on our website. Here's a song I really like from their last live album, Live on Wesley's Road. If you like it, go to their website, pick it up. It's a 3-CD set. Go to AchillesWheel.com. Let's check out this little nugget.
This is Paul Cam from Achilles Wheel, and you're listening to Jam Frequency Radio. This is our song, Celebrate Today.
How long before the band strikes up another number? How long before the music starts to play? How long before our eyes again are full of wonder? How long before we celebrate today? Celebrate today. Can I have this dance if I miss the one before? Will you tell me everything before I leave the floor? Can I live 100 lifetimes, dream 1,000 more? Will you still be standing there when I open up the door? Smile, and I've seen your scars. I've been hungry for you right from the start. I'll be the moonlight, I'll be the moonlight, I'll be the moonlight, dancing with your broken heart. How long, till this train is leaving? How long, until our ship is on the way? Till our eyes are full of wonder, the lightning and the thunder. Celebrate today. We'll be right back.
another number. How long before the music starts to play? How long before our eyes again are full of wonder? And how long before we celebrate today?
That's Achilles Wheel with Celebrate Today. If it resonates with you, go to their website, achilleswheel.com. Pick up the CD, full 3D pack. It's awesome. Thanks for tuning in to the Jam Frequency Radio Show. This week, we are excited to feature our grand finale of the June Lake Jam Fest 7 artist series, where we're playing world premieres, great songs, along with interesting conversation. As you may know, one of my favorite things is to hear the backstories as how songs are created, and sometimes how a cover song is chosen and what that might lead an artist to do. Let's listen to Alex Jordan as he explains why he chose this cover and what it meant to him. So, Alex, you've got some new material that you've been recording, and we're really excited to share one of the releases from one of your newer recordings. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Yeah, sort of my COVID single, I've been calling it. Over the wintertime, it was particularly, like, dicey out there, and so there was nothing happening with studios or live performance, and so I ended up having an idle afternoon, and I had my recording equipment set up because I was teaching lessons. I had it in mind to just sing this song, this Tom Paxton song, The Last Thing on My Mind. All of a sudden, I found myself, you know, tracking it.
Nice.
and doing the guitar, putting mics up and, you know, getting it quiet in the room. And I said, well, if I did the guitar, then I can do some harmony vocals. Oh, if I did the harmony vocals, I could, you know, I've got an upright bass at work, so I could do that. So I did that, borrowed a dobro, learned dobro, and recorded a little simple kind of Depression-era style dobro part. And then a coworker of mine at my day job said, well, if you're going to play Depression era style stuff, here, let me bring you a couple guitars. And he actually let me pick between two late 20s Gibson L5s. And I recorded some lead work on one of his L5s. Just sort of wanted to capture a combination of the Carters with a little bit of the slightly later, you know, Depression era, early, I don't really know how to call it, kind of not quite Dust Bowl, but, you know, that era. And, you know, use a modern, a more recent folk song than the 30s. Just get all that together. And I ended up even bringing a drum kit home and recording a simple drum part on it and then mixing it and sending it off to get mastered. It's the first and only thing I've managed to complete in my home studio here. And that's The Last Thing on My Mind. I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Can we listen to it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Oh, dude, I'm so stoked. Let's play it.
Hi, this is Alex Jordan, and you're listening. Hello.
Take it to a...
Hi, this is Alex Jordan, and you're listening to Jam Frequency Radio. Here's my cover of Tom Paxton's The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand.
In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. Oh, you know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know. I know, for the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Oh, I could have loved you better. To be unkind, you know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you. Every song in my breast lies a morning, without you, without you. Are you going? Better, I didn't mean to be unkind. Oh, you know that was the last thing on my mind. Yes, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. Don't you know that was the last thing on my mind?
Alex Jordan with Last Thing on My Mind. If you like Alex's music, go to his website, pick up a CD, alexjordanjams.com. So good. Over the last 7 years, when the June Lake Jam Fest first began, I've been fortunate enough to play the June Lake Jam Fest, but also meet a lot of great artists. One of those artists is called Groove Session. We've interviewed with Manny Sanchez on drums several times, but in this year's artist series, got to interview with the great guitar player, Kyle Merrill. We're fortunate yet again to play another world premiere. Let's jump into our conversation with Kyle and hear what he has to say. How was Faster Than You Thought created this particular song?
This one's really cool too. It's another Manny song, and he got into piano over COVID times. He got into playing piano because before, when he would write songs, he would rely on having his other players with him to help see these ideas through on a melodic instrument. So he started playing piano over COVID. He just like sent us a video of him playing piano and singing this song. And we were all just like, dang, dude, this is awesome. It's really, you talked about dynamics. This one is super mellow and feels really good to bring down that energy sometimes and give a different vibe to the people. It does eventually get to rocking, maybe the stratosphere, I don't know, but it's mostly mellow. Really, really, this has been a really fun one to play. Manny brought it to us, and then Alex had like some awesome ideas about switching up the way that the chords happen between like every verse and chorus. There's like these little things that I think are really big Humphreys McGee type influence for him. They're really good at doing that. And the Beatles too, especially, like deceptively simple to where you wouldn't maybe quite notice that these things are happening, but they are. And if you're really listening, it's like, oh, it's like different every time, just by a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really pumped on this one.
Very cool. Let's listen to it, shall we?
Cool. Hey, this is Kyle Merrill from Groove Session. You're listening to Jam Frequency Radio. This is our brand new song, Faster Than You Thought.
Thank you. exchange, humbling throughout time. A cherished human traveler offered kindness in the prime. Left only in a minute's trace, it came faster than you thought. Tend our own, our flesh and bone. We sow the seeds, our wants and needs, the thoughts we think in a single blink. It all just left me feeling right.
This is John Spida with Hunter and the Dirty Jacks, and you're listening to JM Frequency Radio. This is Leave Tomorrow from Chase the Moonlight.
Never ends. Leave tomorrow.
Hunter and the Dirty Jacks would Leave Tomorrow. Prior to that, we had Groove Session with Faster Than You Thought. If either of those bands resonate with you, go to their website, support them. Go to hunterandthedirtyjacks.com, or for Groove Session, go to groovesessionmusic.com. We've got time for one more segment here in our June Lake Jam Fest 7 artist series, but who would we choose to leave you with? Well, how about the visionary of the June Lake Jam Fest, Janet Hunt? Janet is a music lover and appreciator, but also passionate about putting music programs into our schools up here, and now has the vision of building an outside stage in the June Lake area. If you'd like to find out more information on the June Lake Jam Fest and their vision, sign up for their newsletter. Go to their website at junelakejamfest.org. If there's an artist that you've missed in our series, you can always go to jamfrequencyradio.com and listen to past episodes. So many great nuggets, great music, lots of world premieres. Just makes me happy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the finale of the finale episode of the June Lake Jam Fest 7 Artist Series. As always, we appreciate you tuning in here to the Jam Frequency Radio Show. We love talking to artists and listening to their music. Knowing the backstory inspires us in a big way, and we hope it inspires you as well. But Janet Hunt, well, she's an inspiration. We're going to leave you with a segment from Janet, and then a song that I find really summarizes the vibe that goes on at the June Lake Jam Fest. Ladies and gentlemen, the June Lake Jam Fest visionary. Here's Janet Hunt.
All of our bands have a 90-minute set, except for the headliners that have a two-hour set. And that really gives them an opportunity to play their music. I've been to festivals where they have 45-minute set, and by the time you just really get going, you're done, right?
Yes.
You're really ramping it up, you're done. And if you want people to hear your music and support your music, you don't have the luxury of saying, you know, we're going to go ahead and do this experiment and invite people up and play for fun when you have 45 minutes. I don't see that happening. So having that longer time to do that is a deliberate gift.
Beautiful. Yes, indeed.
This is Janet Hunt from the June Lake Jam Fest. And I want to share with you a song by a band who's making its debut at this year's Jam Fest, Trichorum, with a song called I Know a Place.
Someday they do what they want, no one to stop them, one big party. I'm gonna try to live my life limitless and free. Imagine yourself magic and you will be. All day, do what they want, no one to stop them, one big party. I'm gonna try to live my life limitless and free. Imagine yourself magic and you will be. I was standing on top of the mountain. I was standing on top, I was looking down. I was standing on top, I was looking down. Down, 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 down. I was standing on top of the mountain. I was standing on top, I was looking down. Standing on top, I was looking down, 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 down. I know a place where people go and they dance all day. They do what they want, no one to stop them, one big party. I'm gonna try to live my life limitless and free. Imagine yourself magic, you will be, you will be, you will.
Yes, I'm another great episode of the Jam Frequency Radio Show.
Thank you to the amazing artists that joined us this week, and we look forward to where next episode's Jam Frequency will take us.
See you next time for another episode of the Jam Frequency Radio Show,
where words and music kaleidoscope.